Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for contacting Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Tamara. Are you contacted for yourself or someone else, or to check the status of an existing case?
We're calling to check the status of an existing case. I'm on the line with Eldelise.
Yeah. Understood. I must verify all callers on the call. Take note we don't speak to anyone in regards to the applicant's application without their written or verbal consent, unless listed as an authorized rep. Ma'am, who spoke first with the applicant, can I have your first name?
Shira, S-H-I-R-A.
Thank you, Ms. Shira. And can I have your last name?
It's Adele, W-O-R-D-E-L-L.
Apologies, I didn't understand that. Can you repeat the spelling of your last name?
Adele, D-E-L-L.
Thank you. And telephone number for you, Ms. Shira Dale?
It's going to be 267-551-7419.
Thank you so much. And applicant, how you doing? If I can obtain information from you, may I have your spelling of your first name?
Yes, E-L-B-A-L-I-S.
You did state the first letter to be E as an echo, correct?
That is correct. Eldelise, correct.
Thank you.
Yes.
And what's the spelling of your last name, Ms. Eldelise?
F as in Frank, E-R-R-E-R.
Thank you. And may I have a date of birth for you?
March 1st, 1967.
Thank you so much. One moment. So let me just make sure I have your last name correctly. I have F as in Frank, E as in Echo, R as in Robert, R as in Rachel, E as in Echo, R as in Rachel.
Correct.
And she's calling for her mom, Dani Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. One moment. What's mom's spelling of her first name?
D as in David, A-I. N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, Y as in you.
Thank you. Last name for her?
Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z.
Thank you. And what's her date of birth?
October 6, 1950.
Thank you. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I was able to locate a case file for Ms. Rodriguez. Can you verify full address for her?
11909 Academy Road, Apartment 1, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19154.
Thank you so much for verifying that address. That confirms the consumer, Ms. Rodriguez. Can I have an address that could be listed for you, Ms. Adelise?
Yes, it's 37 Fantail, F-A-N-T-A-I-L, Court, and that's Newcastle, Delaware, 19720.
Thank you so much for verifying the address for yourself. That confirms you as the authorized rep while I'm able to go forth. Thank you. Ms. Adelise, do you give me permission to provide information on this call with Ms. Shira Dale present?
Yes.
Thank you. I take that as your consent as the authorized rep while I'm able to go forth with you, with her, on behalf of Ms. Rodriguez. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Going forward and bringing up the case file in its entirety. One moment.
let us know what financial information is still required.
So last update as of January 8th of 2020. Go ahead.
Yeah, I submitted everything, so I don't know what else is needed.
Can you let us
When was the last time that you spoke to County Assistant's Office, Ms. Elise?
We spoke, one second, I believe. So we spoke to the county last week. They're stating that there were some things missing, but we were unable to require the exact information. The operator was very unhelpful. They wouldn't give it to us, so that's why we're calling you today. If anything pops up on your end requesting information, can you see that? Can you see what financials they have to still submit or they didn't receive?
Not per the reassessment that was completed on January 6th of 2026, no correspondence from County Assistance Office. I do see where the original information was needed. Per the PA-162, there was the last correspondence issued out, and that was information in regards to Nexus, commercial bank direct deposit, the five-year look-back, veterans benefit, widow's income, the life insurance policy that was needed, policy number, and the effective date of that policy, face and cash value. So that's what I do see. Documents that I do see that are listed. One moment. So I do see Nexus card, information of the bank account that was submitted. I see multiple bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Eloise, are you able, Eloise, apologies if I mispronounced your name, apologies.
Yes,
are you able to contact with Ms. Rodriguez? Will they be able to provide you information? Because as long as you have the advocate.
No, she's a representative on the file with the county. It's just the county representative was not in the mood of helping. That's why we're at this predicament. I'm just trying to think. Elderly, did he mention any? I'm sorry. I'm not sure who we're talking to. What's your name?
Tamara. I'm a lady.
Thank you. So I'm not sure if this. If did anything that this ma'am said over the phone? Did anything sound like you didn't submit from what she listed?
I submitted everything that was required.
That was required.
The Social Security letter. That was it.
Did she mention everything? Did she just mention anything that you didn't submit?
No.
Everything she just mentioned, you submitted all of that, correct?
I submitted all of that, yes.
Okay. Broker, can you help us out here? Because my client did submit everything. I mean, what's the next step?
Only thing I got your state to assist. County Assistance Office is still within their jurisdiction due to the reassessment that was completed on this new application January 6th. The medical assistance application is good for 60 days. So today is February 11th. They are still within their jurisdiction to process to make financial decisions. Right now, no correspondence from them as of yet, if that's okay to state. I can't, you know what I mean? I won't say nothing. Go ahead.
Is this with the Philadelphia County? Is this where it went to?
The County Assistant's Office is making the financial decision. It is the Philadelphia County Assistant's Office.
I was asking, is the information went to the county?
Yes, it did, ma'am.
Yes, it did. Philadelphia County. Okay. Fine. All righty. Well, Elderly, stay on the line with me. Is there any other questions you have for the broker?
Yeah, I mean, how soon is this going to, because, you know, what I'm concerned is that my mom needs this help, and I'm afraid that something's going to happen to her if she don't have this assistance. I've been trying since last year, the end of last year till now, to try to get this approved. I sent in every document that was required. I just need this approved right away.
Okay, well, I think it's now up to the county. That's why I'm trying to push as much as we can in regards to the county. It's the counties. They're the ones that's really, I don't know why they're being very, they're taking so long with all of this. But,
mm-hmm.
Elderly, I'm on the I'm going to talk to you. Broker, I thank you so much for your help.
Yes, thank you.
Day.